Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hello and welcome once again to The Director's Cut. We have got a season of musicals starting with this week, and we're going to kick off with a film called Oklahoma. Here's a kind of trailer, if you call it that.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Why don't you grab her and kiss her when she acts that way, Curly? She's just aching for you too, I bet.
Ain't no finer rig. I'm a-thinking that I'd care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top.
Everything's up to date in Kansas City. They've gone about as far as they can go.
Can't just go around kissing every man that asked you. Didn't anyone ever tell you that?
I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix. I always say, come on, let's go. Just when I ought to say, Nick.
Man, your new face will please my heart.
I advise you to get that money off of him before he loses it all. Put it in your stocking or inside your corset where he can't get at it. Or can he?
Is anybody out around this yard that can hear my voice? I want them to know that Laurie Williams is my girl.
Curly.
And she went and got me to ask her to marry me.
They're here all the way to New Jersey.
Let him.
Let people say we're in
Oklahoma from 1955. Yes, that American musical film based on the 1943 musical of the same name by Richard Rodgers and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II, which in turn was based on the 1931 play Green Grow the Lilacs, written by Lynn Riggs. Well, it stars Gordon McRae, Shirley Jones in her film debut, Rod Steiger as the bad guy, sort of, Charlotte Greenwood and Gloria Graham. Now, the music, of course, is the most important thing about this film. And we're going to kick off with this one, so well known, I don't even have to say the title. It's the overture. You've got no singing at all as we introduce Oklahoma, the musical.
Thank you.
bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And old weeping willow is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Dr. Cray and What a Beautiful Morning. We're set in Oklahoma Territory shortly after the turn of the 20th century. It tells the story of farm girl Laurie Williams, played by Shirley Jones, and her courtship by two rival suitors, cowboy Curly McClain, which is McRae, and the sinister and frightening farmhand Judd Fry, played by Rod Steiger. A secondary romance concerns Laurie's friend Aldo Annie, played by Graham, and cowboy Will Parker, who also has an unwilling rival. Well, a background theme is the territory's aspirations for statehood and the local conflict between cattlemen and farmers. As we continue now with another great, great piece of music, it's all good, of course. It is Rodgers and Hammerstein, and this one, the Surrey with a fringe on top.
When I take you out tonight with me, honey, here's the way it's gonna be. You will sit behind a team of snow-white horses in the slickest gig you ever see. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains, you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking. Ain't no finer rig, I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'd care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top.
Would you say the fringe was made of silk?
Wouldn't have no other kind but silk.
Has it really got a team of snow-white horses?
One's like snow, the other's more like milk. All the world will fly in a flurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I
take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. When we hit that road hell for leather, cats and dogs will dance in the heather, birds and frogs will sing all together, and the toads will hop. The wind will whistle as we rattle along, the cows will moo in the clover, the river will ripple out a whispered song, and whisper it over and over. Don't you wish it'd go on forever? Don't you wish it'd go on forever? Don't you wish it'd go on forever? And never stop in that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top. I can see the stars getting blurry when we ride back home in the Surrey, riding slowly home in the Surrey with the fringe on top. I can feel the day getting older, feel a sleepy head near my shoulder, nodding, drooping close to my shoulder till it falls kerplop. The sun is swimming on the rim of a hill, the moon is taking a header, and just as I'm thinking all the earth still, a lark will wake up in the meadow. Hush, you bird, my baby's a-sleeping. Maybe got a dream worth a-keeping. Whoa, you team, and just keep a-creeping at a slow clip. Clop, don't you hurry with the Surrey with the fringe on the top.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Featuring the musical Oklahoma, where the film received a rave review from the New York Times and was voted a New York Times critic's pick. It won Academy Awards in the categories of musical scoring and sound recording. In 2007, Oklahoma was selected for preservation in the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. And this one is Kansas City's Got It All. We know it has.
I got to Kansas City on a Friday. By Saturday, I learned a thing or two. 'Cause up to then, I didn't have an idea of what the modern world was coming to. I counted 20 gas buggies going by their cells almost every time I took a walk. And then I put my ear to a bell telephone, and a strange woman started in to talk. What next? What next? Everything's up to date in Kansas City. They've gone about as far as they can go. They went and built a skyscraper 7 stories high, about as high as a building ought to grow. Everything's like a dream in Kansas City. It's better than a magic lantern show. You can turn the radiator on whenever you want some heat. With every kind of comfort, every house is all complete. You can walk the privies in the rain and never wet your feet. They've gone about as far as they can go.
Yes, sir, they've gone about as far as they can go.
Everything's Cowboys up to Dayton, Kansas City. They've gone about as far as they can go. They got a big theater they call a Burlicue. For 50 cents you could see a dandy show. One of the gals is fat and pink and pretty, as round above as she was round below. I could swear that she was padded from a shoulder to a heel. And then she started dancing, and her dancing made me feel that every single thing she had was absolutely real. She went about as far as she could go.
Yes, sir, she went about as far as she could go.
About as far as I can go.
Yes, sir.
There you go, Kansas City. Well, of course, we're moving on now. We know the story that we opened up with. And what happens is that Cowboy Will Parker arrives by train from a trip to Kansas City, as you just heard him singing there, and seeks out his sweetheart, Ado Annie, who, in Will's absence, has become smitten with itinerant peddler Ali Hakim. Will tells Annie that he has earned the $50 her father, a farmer who does not like cowboys, told him he had to earn before he would allow him to marry Annie. But he spent it all on presents for her. Well, Annie tries to resist Will, but eventually gives in, leaving her torn between Will and Ali. And this is the song it's all about. I Can't Say No, from the film Oklahoma.
Such a question of not knowing what to do. I knowed what's right and wrong since I've been 10. I heard a lot of stories and I reckon they are true about how girls are put upon by men. I know I mustn't fall into the pit, but when I'm with a feller, I forget. I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix. I always say, come on, let's go, just when I ought to say nix. When a person tries to kiss a girl, I know she ought to give his face a smack. But as soon as me, I somehow sort of want to kiss him back. I'm just a fool when lights are low. I can't be prissy and quaint. I ain't the type that can faint. How can I be what I ain't? I can't say no. What you gonna do? Flirty and starts to talk pretty, what you gonna do? Supposing that he says that your lips are like cherries or roses or berries, what you gonna do? Supposing that he says that you're sweeter and cream and he's gotta have cream or die, what you gonna do when he talks that way? Spit in his eye? I'm just a girl who can't say no. Kissing's my favorite food. With or without the mistletoe, I'm in a holiday mood. Other girls are coy and hard to catch, but other girls ain't having any fun. Every time I lose a wrestling match, I have a funny feeling that I won. Undertow, I never make a complaint till it's too late for restraint. Then when I want to, I can't say no.
Or always lost some memories from that one. Well, the townspeople gather at Aunt Ella's farm to refresh themselves before the box social. Gertie, a flirtatious woman with a loud, annoying laugh, flirts with Curly and upsets Laurie, despite her promises to not let him's games bother her. And Curly flirts back to make Laurie jealous. Well, Curly asks Laurie again if she will go to the social with them. But Laurie, fearful of Judd, refuses again. Let's continue now with the music from the movie Oklahoma, which, of course, are all very memorable songs. And this one is Many a New Day.
Why should a woman who is healthy and strong blubber like a baby if her man goes away, weeping and wailing how he's done her wrong? That's one thing you'll never hear me say. Never gonna think that the man I lose is the only man among men. I'll snap my fingers to show I don't care. I'll buy me a brand new dress to wear. I'll scrub my neck and I'll brush my hair and start all over again.
Welcome back. Well, Curly stalks off and Judd again threatens Laurie if she changes her mind. Uncertain what to do, Laurie uses a bottle of smelling salt she bought earlier from Allie, hoping to find her answer in a dream. She dreams that she marries Curly, but Judd eventually kills him. And there you have the story. We continue now with All or Nothing from Oklahoma, here on the Director's Cut.
You'll have to be a little more standoffish when fellers offer you a buggy ride.
I'll give an imitation of a crawfish and dig myself a hole where I can hide.
I heard how you was kicking up some capers when I was off in Kansas City, Mo.
No.
I heard some things you couldn't print in papers from fellers who've been talking like they know.
I only did the kind of things I oughta, sorta. To you I was as faithful as can be. For me, them stories about the way I lost my bloomers, rumors, a lot of tempest in a pot of tea.
The whole thing don't sound very good to me.
Well, you see,
I go and sow my last wild oat. I cut out old shenanigans. I save my money, don't gamble or drink in a back room down at Flanagan's. I give up lots of other things that a gentleman never mentions. Before I give up any more, I want to know your intentions. With me, it's all or nothing. Is it all or nothing with you? It can't be in between. It can't be now and then. No half and half romance will do. I'm a one-woman man, home-loving type, all complete with slippers and pipe. Take me like I am or leave me be. If you can't give me all, give me nothing. And nothing's what you'll get from me.
Not even something.
Nothing's what you'll get from me.
It can't be in between.
Uh-uh.
It can't be now and then.
No half and half romance will do.
Would you build me a house all painted white, cute and clean and pretty and bright?
Big enough for two, but not for three.
Supposing that we should have a third one.
He better look a lot like me.
The spitting image.
He better look a lot like me.
Well, at The Social, despite the hosts encouraging everyone to get along, Aldo Annie's father belittles the Cowboys, causing a fight to break out, which Aunt Elia breaks up. Will makes his $50 back by selling his presents to Ali Hakim, who pays Will more than each gift is worth to get Annie back together with Will. Well, when the auction of ladies' picnic baskets begins, Ali Hakim outbids Will to get Annie's basket so Will won't lose his $50 he needs to marry Annie. On it goes. Well, here's that farmer and the cowboy song from the film Oklahoma.
And the cowman should be friends. Oh, the farmer and the cowman should be friends. One man likes to push a plow, the other likes to chase a cow, but that's no reason why they can't be friends. Territory folks should stick together. Territory folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance with the farmer's daughters. Farmers dance with the rancher's gals.
Territory folks should stick together. Territory folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance with the farmer's daughters. Farmers dance with the ranchers' gals.
I'd like to say a word for the farmer. He come out west and made a lot of changes.
Come out west and build a lot of fences.
And build them right across our cattle ranges. The farmer is a good and thrifty citizen. No matter what the cowman says or thinks, you seldom see him drinking in a bar room unless somebody else is buying drinks.
But the farmer and the cowman should be friends. Oh, the farmer and the cowman should be friends. The cowman ropes a cow with ease. The farmer steals her butter and cheese. But that's no reason why they can't be friends.
Territory folks should stick together. Territory folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance with the farmer's daughters. Farmers dance with the rancher's gals.
He treads as difficult and stony. He rides for days on end with just a pony for a friend.
I sure am feeling sorry for the pony.
The farmer should be sociable with the cowboy. If he rides by and asks for food and water, Don't treat him like a louse, make him welcome in your house.
But be sure that you lock up your wife and daughter.
Tavern folks should stick together, tavern folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance with the farmer's daughters, farmers dance with the rancher's gals.
And when this territory is a state and joins the union just like all the others, the farmer and the common and the merchant must all behave themselves and act like brothers.
I'd like to teach you all a little saying and learn the words by heart the way you should. I don't say I'm no better than anybody else, but I'll be danged if I ain't just as good.
There you go, the farmer and the cowboy. Well, Curly and Judd get into a bidding war over Laurie's basket. Curly sells his saddle, horse and gun to raise enough money to beat Judd's highest bid and win. Laurie fires Judd after he confronts her, and Judd sneers that she will never be rid of him. When Laurie tells Curly what happened, he offers to stay the night at their farm for protection, then goes further and proposes marriage, which Laurie accepts. Here we go.
Link my name with yours.
Why do the neighbors gossip all day behind their doors?
I know a way to prove what they say is quite untrue. Here is the gist, a practical list of don'ts for you. Don't throw Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me.
People claim that you are to blame as much as I. Why do you take the trouble to bake my favorite pie? Grant your wish, I carved our initials on that tree. Just keep a slice of all the advice you give so free. Don't praise my charm too much. Don't look so vain with me. Don't stand in the rain with me. People will say take my
Your hand feels so grand in mine. People will say we're in love. Don't dance all night with me till the stars fade from above. They'll see it's all right with me. People will say we're in love.
We're in love. Well, meanwhile, Will tells Ado Annie she must stop flirting with other men despite not being willing to stop flirting with other women. Ali Hakim tells Annie that she's better off marrying Will and then resumes his travels. Weeks later, Curly and Laurie are married. After the ceremony, Judd appears and tries to kill Curly, but Curly kills Judd in self-defense. The townspeople hold an impromptu trial in Aunt Nellie's kitchen where Curly is found not guilty. He and Laurie leaves for their honeymoon, admiring the beautiful morning. And this is one that tells us all about poor Judd is dead.
Poor Judd is dead, poor Judd Fry is dead. All gather round his coffin now and cry. Had a heart of gold, and he wasn't very old. Why did such a fella have to die? Poor Judd is dead, poor Judd Fry is dead. He's looking oh so peaceful and serene,
and serene.
He's all laid out to rest with his hands across his chest. His fingernails have never been so clean.
And then the preacher'd get up and he'd say, "Folks, we are gathered here to moan and groan over our brother Judd Fry, who hung himself up by a rope in a smokehouse." And then there'd be weeping and wailing from some of those women. And then he'd say, "Judd was the most misunderstood man in his territory. People used to think he was a mean, ugly fella and call him a dirty skunk and ornery pig stealer. But the folks that really knowed him knowed beneath them two dirty shirts he always wore, there beat a heart as big as all outdoors.
As big as all outdoors.
Judd Fry loved his fellow man.
He loved his fellow man.
He loved the birds of the forest and the beasts of the field. He loved the mice and the vermin in the barn. And he treated the rats like equals." Which was right. He loved all the little children. He loved everything and everybody in the world. Only he never let on. So nobody ever knowed it.
Poor Judd is dead. Poor Judd Fry is dead. His friends will weep and wail for miles around.
Miles around.
The daisies in the dell will give out a different smell, because poor Judd is underneath the ground.
Poor Judd is dead. A candle lights his head. Folks are feeling sad, 'cause they used to treat him bad, and now they know their friend has gone for good.
Good.
Poor Judd is dead. A candle lights his head.
He's looking oh so pretty and so nice.
looks like he's asleep. It's a shame that he won't keep. But it's summer and we're running out of ice. Ooh.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back. Well, although the film was initially to have been shot on location in the title state, the producers opted to shoot elsewhere, apparently because the oil wells would be a distraction for exterior scenes. Location shooting was done mostly in Nogales, Arizona. The cornfield in the opening number, as well as the reprise song Sorry with the Fringe on Top, were shot at the historic Canoe Ranch in Green Valley, Arizona. Well, the train station used in the Kansas City routine was located in Elgin, Arizona. Soundstage and backlot sequences were filmed at MGM Studios in Culver City, California. Well, what do you expect? It never quite seems the same and seems real.
Pick a better time to start in life.
It ain't too early and it ain't too late.
Starting as a farmer with a brand new wife.
Soon be living in a brand new state.
Brand new state. Gonna treat you great.
Give you barley, carrots and potatoes,
pasture for the cattle,
spinach and tomatoes,
flowers on the prairie where the June bugs zoom, plenty of air and plenty of room,
plenty of room to swing a rope,
plenty of heart and plenty of hope.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land when we say,
no! I-M-I-O-E-A,
we're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, Oklahoma, where the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oh, Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I, every night we'll sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky.
We know we belong to the land.
Oh, oh, and the land we belong to is grand.
Yippee-ya, yippee-ya,
yippee-ya,
yippee-ya,
yippee-ya,
yippee-ya.
And when we say,
the town singing all about Oklahoma. Well, it was the first production produced in a thing called Todd AO. The original specification for Todd AO involved running at 30 frames per second, which made it impossible to produce 35 millimeter, which ran at 24 frames per second, reduction prints from the Todd AO negative. Therefore, it was simultaneously shot in the more established CinemaScope 35 millimeter format to allow presentation in theatres lacking 70 millimeter equipment. Hence, there were actually two different versions of the film comprising different takes. Director Zinnemann mentioned that shooting the film in both formats was a precautionary measure, since the converted scares of 1930 Fearless Superfilm 65mm Todeo camera was still being tested during production. Well, it was workable to have the Todeo and CinemaScope shooting side by side in order about 10 scenes, as the ultra wide scope of the Todeo lens rarely would permit the CinemaScope camera to work alongside it. The plan was changed very early, and the various scenes were enacted and shot twice, director photographer Roger Surtees reported. He said, "It's a little difficult for me to put into words how it felt to work with something as totally new as Todeo. We started shooting before we even knew whether it was going to work. We had to precedents to go by, not even any technical data to refer to. Every bit of camera, lab, editing and projection equipment had to be specially designed and built as we went along, often on feverish deadlines, just ahead of the shooting schedule. We felt like real pioneers, but there was a spirit there, a spark of excitement generated throughout the wonderfully loyal and competent crew working together to produce something very special. It was an expensive, it was an expensive experience I will never forget." So there you go. There you go. More interesting information about the making of the film. And I'm lost for words, and I just can't get it right at the moment. I've got to do this. I've got to play this now. Thank you very much for your time. Reprise of Oh, What a Beautiful Morning from the film Oklahoma. Well, the many actors who tried out for the role of Curly included James Dean and Paul Newman, would you believe? According to TCM, Dean made a sensational screen test with Rod Steiger in the Poor Judd Is Dead number, but because his voice wasn't strong enough, Gordon McRae was cast in the main role. Steiger remarked that Dean hadn't quite got his technique together. At the time of his death, he was working too much on instinct. He'd be brilliant in one scene and then blow the next. He observed that Dean was a nice kid absorbed by his own ego, so much so that what is destroying him, which he thinks led to his death. Well, Dean reportedly gave him his prized copy of Ernest Hemingway's book, Death in the Afternoon, and had underlined every occurrence of the word death. Well, Joanne Woodward was offered the role of Laurie, which went to Shirley Jones, who had previously performed in a stage production of Oklahoma. Eli Wallach and Ernest Borgnine were considered for the role of Judd before Rod Stewart was cast. Well, thank you very much indeed for your company today. My thanks as always to my colleagues Eamon and Mally for helping me put these shows together. We're going to go out with more of the great music from the film Oklahoma. Enjoy. Talk to you next time with another musical. Hey.
thank you for listening to Talk Radio Europe.
A question of not knowing what to do. I knowed what's right and wrong since I've been 10. I heard a lot of stories and I reckon they are true about how girls are put upon by men. I know I mustn't fall into the pit, but when I'm with a feller, I forget. I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix. I always say, come on, let's go, just when I ought to say nix. When a person tries to kiss a girl, I know she ought to give his face a smack. But as soon as me, I somehow sort of want to kiss him back. I'm just a fool when lights are low. I can't be prissy and quaint. I ain't the type that can faint. How can I be what I ain't? I can't say no.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.